The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 28, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 6, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
My dear Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, on account of my association with material desires one after another, gradually I have now fallen in the blind well full of snakes. But your servant, Narada Muni, kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him, and how can I leave it?
Evam janama nipaditam prabhavahi kupe kamabhikama manuja papatam prasanga krityatmasat surasina bhagavan grihitaha soham kathangan abhisuje tavavitta sriva. So, this is Vaishnava Paddhati. Tava Bhitta Seva. Vaishnava does not approach Krishna directly. That is not Vaishnava. This is impudence. You cannot approach Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayo Dasa 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 Dhanu Dasa. This is the process. You have to, as you have to receive the perfect knowledge by the parampara system. Imang vivasati yuvang prattvaram. Similarly, you have to approach the Supreme Personality Godhead through the parampara system. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayanga Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantam. We have to approach in that way. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam, the Goswamis, they established the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, we have to receive the mercy of the six Goswamis. And we have to receive the mercy of the six Goswamis through my spiritual master, Vitta Sadhuk. Ratan Das Thakur says, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoi Vyakuti Kave Hama Bhujhava Se Jugala Piriti. Ratan Das Thakur, he is also Acharya. He is speaking, when I shall be eager to serve the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Raghunatha. Six Goswami, beginning from Rupa Goswami to Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Rupa, Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jeev, Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. So we have to go through the Goswamis and the parampara system. Then we can understand. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haive Akuti Kabe Hama Bhujhava Se Jugala Piriti. Generally, some professional men, they chant Radha Krishna Pranaya Vigiti. That is not the way. You cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without understanding the path given by the Goswamis. If you surpass in this way, avoid the way of approaching Radha Krishna by reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the nectar of devotion, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, all of a sudden, if you become an upstart to understand Radha Krishna love, then you misunderstand. That is the people, they try to understand Radha Krishna love affair jumping all of a sudden. This is not the way. One should be very much eager to understand Radha Krishna pranaya vigiti allhadini shakti yasma ekatmanamabhi dehu bhedo gato uto Sri Chaitanya prakatamaguna tadvayam chaikamaptam Radha Krishna bhavatvivi. This is verse by Jiva Goswami, that Radha Krishna is one. Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Parasa Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Sabhaviti Jnana Balakriyate. Krishna is the supreme being. When he wants to enjoy pleasure, no material things can supply that. That is not possible. He expands his own energy, and by his own energy he gets the pleasure. So Radharani is not ordinary as the sahajiyas, those who take Radha Krishna love affair very easily. No, then you will misunderstand. Radha Krishna pranaya vikiti allhadini shakti. It is the expansion of pleasure potency of Krishna. So this science one has to learn from the authorities, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and others. Then it is possible to understand what is loving affairs of Radha Krishna. Rupa Raghunatha vate rahumare as prarthana karaye sada narottama das. We should not jump over. There are so many literatures. They place Radharani as ordinary vulgar woman because they do not understand. So, therefore, Sanatana Goswami has forbidden strictly that avaishnava mukhadgina puta hari kathamritam sarvanamna kattambam. Don't hear from the professional men who are not situated in the Vaishnava behavior. One must be behavior in Vaishnava, sadachar sampam. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has warned that don't mix it with Vaishnava who is not well trained up, well behaved. You can offer him respect. A Vaishnava offers respect even to the end. That is another thing. But he has warned, don't mix with them, this professional so-called Vaishnava, sahajiyas. This is warned. Avaishnava mukhadgina puta hari kathamritam sabanam na kartabham. You should not hear. What is wrong there? The Krishna katha is there. No, Krishna katha is there, just like milk is there. But if it is touched by the leaves of a serpent, it is no more to be touched. It has become poison. So unless one is situated as pure Vaishnava in his dealing, in his behavior, inside and outside, he should not become a creature because it will not be effective. Neither one should hear from such person. But people in general, they cannot understand. But those who are preaching, they must be very sincere. The same way, Rupa Raghunatha pade hai vyakuti. They should read the literatures, the instructions, just like Upadesha Amrita. the lecture of instruction. We should follow, strictly follow, learn, prithivim sasishya. There you will be able to preach and make disciples all over the world. This is the intention. That is called Goshyam. Don't be cheap preacher, cheap guru. No, that is not possible. So, Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajan authority. How he has got this authority? Here it is said. Soham kathamana visiti tava bhitta seva. So everyone must have his position by giving service to the spiritual master. And which spiritual master? Tava bhitya, who is the servant of Krishna. Jasya prasadada bhagavat prasada. Jasya prasadada lagati putupi, kintu prabhurja priya evatasya. Guru is described, jasya prasadada bhagavat prasada. By the mercy of Guru, one can achieve the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. Jasya prasada. Jasya prasada. If Guru is not pleased, then he has no place. Nagati bhuto. Sakshadharitena samastha sastri yuktastatha bhavataiva sadhi. Kintu prabhurja priya yuktas. Why the spiritual master position is so great? Because he is very, very confidential servant of Krishna. Therefore, his position is so great. So, this is the process, tava-bhitta seva. We have to adhu-gurva-asran. First beginning of Vaishnava life is to accept Guru, spiritual master. Adhu-gurva-asran. Then other, because who is teaching? We have to approach a pure Vaishnava as spiritual master, follow his instruction. And what is his instruction? His instruction is, as he was instructed by his spiritual master, he does not invent instruction. This is instruction. The pure Vaishnava, he does not invent anything new. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, everyone of you become guru. Everyone. Hamara gaya guru haiya tarai desh. Wherever you are living, it doesn't require that you have to travel all over the world. If you have no such capacity, it doesn't matter. You remain wherever you are, but you become a guru. How I become a guru? Jare rakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Very simple thing. You instruct only what is instructed by Krishna. That's all. Don't invent. Don't become over intelligent. Remain a poor fool. Guru mare murkha dekhi sasam, kurila sasam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also presenting himself as a great fool, because he says, my Guru Maharaj found me a great fool. He was a fool, he was Krishna himself. But one should remain always a fool before Guru Maharaj. That is problem. If he thinks I am no more than my Guru Maharaj, then he is false. Jasya prasadada nagati yuto. Then he is finished. So you should always remain a fool before the spiritual master, even though one is incarnation. Not that I am incarnation, therefore I have become God. No. Even if I am incarnation, You should remain a humble servant. That is Tava Vritta Seva. Prahlad Maharaj is Dityanam Prahladosmi. The Supreme Personality of Godhead incarnates in different societies, different platforms. And he says, among the Daityas there are also devotees. The Prahladosmi. Prahlad Maharaj is Sattavesh Avatar. But still he says, that kathanano visiti tava vritta seva. How can I give up this service? Prahlad Maharaj does not say, my Lord, being there, I am now so competent, give me your service directly. No, tava vritta seva. First of all, give me the opportunity to serve your servant. This is Vaishnava. So, why it is required to serve Vaishnava? If you want to get relief from this conditional life, then you have to serve Vaishnava. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. This is it. Who has got, I mean to say, liberty from this entanglement of material existence? Chariya Vaishnava Seva. If you do not serve a pure Vaishnava, Mahasreva Dharma Hudra Mukte, this is everywhere. If you want liberation from this material entanglement, then you must act to Mahasreva Dharam Ahurvi Mukte. You must, there is no alternative. Tasmād guruṁ pravartyeta jigyāsu sreyottamam. If you are actually interested to inquire about the transcendental subject matter, you must accept a guru. Tasmād guruṁ pravartyeta. Tadviddhi panipātena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadjñānam jñānina tattadarśinam. So these are the ways. You cannot understand by your erudite scholarship what is Krishna. It is not possible. Then Krishna would have instructed Bhagavad Gita to finding out a very great Vedantist. No. Krishna found Arjuna. What was Arjuna? Arjuna was a grihastha, Arjuna was a kshatriya, and always soldier. A soldier is not expected to become a Vedantist. We recruit soldiers not from the Vedantist group. One who can fight, one who has got strength, we recruit soldiers. So Arjuna was not very qualified in that way to understand Bhagavad Gita or instruction. But Krishna says, yes, I will speak to you. This Bhagavad Gita, the parampara is lost, so I shall again speak the whole thing to you. Why to me? Bhaktosi, priyosi. Because you are my bhakta, you are my priya. So by scholarship, one cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That is not possible. One must become a servant of the servant of Krishna. Then one can understand what is Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, not possible. Evanga jananga nipatitam prabhahikubi. Ohikuk. Ohi means the serpent. We have got this serpent surrounded by us. Surrounded all round. What are these serpents? The senses. Everyone, we are in the dark well, surrounded by serpents, this body. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung this song. Harija abhidya jal, jarendriya tahe kal. Kal means serpents, kala sarpa. Kala sarpa, it can bite at any moment and finish it. We are being bitten every moment. It is Krishna's days that we are living. Otherwise, our senses are so dangerous that it can bring me down at any moment. Kala sarpa. There are many places, kala sarpa patali prutkhata dhanstayate. One devotee said, yes, I am surrounded by kala sarpa, the serpent, that's nice. But I can break the teeth. But in kala sarpa is the, what is called that, fangs? If they are broken, they are taken out, there are no more dangers. Dangerous. They are dangerous so long the fangs are there. So, prutkhata-damastāte, Śrī Prabhupādānanda Saraswati said, kāla-sarpa-patali prutkhata-damastāte. Yes, I have got my kāla-sarpas, but by the grace of Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, I have broken the fangs. So it is no more fearful. How it is possible? By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, it is possible. That's why you can break the fangs of the... There are expert snake charmers, because this poison is required for some medicinal purpose. So they take it out. Then it is useless. But they again grow. The body is so made of the snake, even if you take once the fangs, again it grows. That is stated here. How it is possible? Kama bhi kama anuja prapatan prasanga. Once it may be broken. But if you have bad association, then again it will grow. Kama bhi kama. One kaam, one lusty desire produces another lusty desire. In this way, one after another, this is going on. That is the cause of our repeated birth and death. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. So therefore, if we want to enter into bhakti platform, then we should give up this. Anna vilasita sunnam. How it can be zero? I am a living being. How it can be zero? I am always thinking, planning. I have got so many desires. They say, one who does not know what is the position of a living being, they say, give up desires. Desireless. That is not possible. Desirelessness is not possible. Because I am a living being, I must desire. Therefore, desires may be purified. That is one thing. You cannot make the desires zero. That is not possible. Sarvapādhi vininmuttam tatparatena nirma. Now our desires are there according to my designated position. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. Why shall I take Krishna consciousness? Because I am designated. I have taken this designation. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. I am Christian. Therefore, we cannot take Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna is Hindu God. Krishna is Indian. Why shall I take Krishna? No. You have to be desireless, means you have to purify your this false understanding that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Indian. This has to be purified. One has to understand that I am Gopi Bhattu Padakamale Udhatu, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That is purification. Then desire. Then you will not desire anything accept Krishna's service. That is perfect. When you come to that platform that you desire nothing but to serve Krishna, always 24 hours, then you are liberated. Sarva pādhi minin muktam tat paratena nirmalam. Then you become nirmalam, without any material taint. In that position only, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Then my senses will be there. Not that I become senseless, nonsense. No. My senses are there. They will act. They lack for simply to serve Krishna. That is what. So that can be possible when you are trained up by the servant of Krishna. Otherwise it is not possible. Thank you very much.